Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I am very, very appreciative and just want to give you a special shout out as we wrap up January that you've committed to being better each and every day as a part of our Teach Better community, tuning into the show, engaging with the content over at teachbetter.com. We have so much to celebrate and be appreciative of. Jeff Gargis is in the house, which to some people might be a positive, and we'll be right back. Everyone, good morning. My name is Ray Hewitt. Jeff Gargis here with us. Hey, Jeff, how is your morning?
My morning's good. It's the start of a new week, which is always exciting. And
Monday.
I'm here. It's morning. That means there's coffee in front of me, which is always a good thing. So
it's been a week since we've announced the 12-hour live date. So
yes.
That's fun. It's been cool to see people's comments and excitement and. You know, obviously it's on everyone's calendar, I hope. March 2nd.
I don't know if you've got, we already talked about that in a previous episode, but like I've gotten a bunch of DMs trying to get details. I'm not sure if you have people, someone may have, or multiple people may actually be DMing me, like trying to figure out if we're actually going to do 24 hours live and just
we're not.
Say, we're not. I haven't got the approval on 24 hours yet, but you know. Never say never.
No, it's 12 hours, not 24.
March 2nd.
12 Saturday hours.
Yes.
March 2nd. And we did kind of reveal, I mean, we revealed that the whole team is going to be on the last half an hour.
Yeah.
I can reveal that Jeff and I are going to be kicking off the event.
It's going to feel like everyone's going to be like, wait a minute, is this just the morning show?
You know, like,
psych, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, so usually we wouldn't have the Teach Better Today morning show, but it will feel that way at the beginning.
It will. I assure you, though, it only goes up from there.
Well, obviously. You start that low. You can't go any further down.
That's why we do it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's exciting, though. Yeah, so and we did
I know we mentioned it, but just to, like, a little, like, push – maybe this is just what I'm excited about. Like, I love that we're going to have guests, but in addition, there's no but, just and. I'm like very, very appreciative that over the last 12 hours that we've done, we started doing exclusive trainings that we either don't have the time or capacity to really give our community that like aren't booking us for training either in person or virtually with school districts. Like, I'm very happy that we started putting that into 12 hours. So people that have like, you know, leadership that isn't bringing the Teach Better team in can still get that content. To me, that's just like, I really, really, really like that change.
I really like that as well. I think that was a good change that we did. It was something that was asked, our community was asking. I think it's gone off really well. So super excited about that part.
Yeah. Schedule will be out soon. So be patient, friends. It's only been a week. Schedule will be out soon. Jeff, I feel like we should do a listener question today, which we're going to do here in a bit.
I have one, yes.
I have one.
I know. I hijacked it, but I have one for you, if that's okay.
Okay, fine. We'll do that. And then what else can we update? You know, I have something. I have an idea.
I hope so after that.
Do you realize that today is January 29th? Which means January is almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, do you know who's coming back February 1st?
You know, I was looking at that too. I didn't know where you're going to go with that. I was like, what is, you know, what's the plan here? I'm excited about that because in what, 4 days, 3 days? Yes, Katie comes back.
Katie Miglin back in the house. I need it, guys. I need it.
Yes.
Do you remember back in the day
when she was here,
Katie Miglin was here and she was like, funny and pretty, and she smiled a lot. You can't not love that girl's smile.
She also did a lot of the things that I have to do right now, and she did them better. So I'm really excited for her to come back and do the things that I have been doing.
Can I ask you an honest question, Jeff? Can I ask you an honest question for real?
Yeah.
Are you ever going to appear on the Teach Better Today morning show again when Katie Miglin is...
So I was thinking that too. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to see me as much on here either because... You know, I'm only been on here because Katie hasn't been around. Because let's face it, both Josh and Ray would prefer to record with Katie. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll get lucky and I'll get to record one or two of these with Katie from time to time.
I would really like to see in the comments or in email form, if you guys want to keep it a little bit more private, who's your favorite host combo? I know you've asked this in the past, but I'm like legitimately, like you have gotten... Me and Katie and Josh. Have you guys done a Jeff and Katie?
I don't know if Katie and I have done. I've done several with Josh, but I don't know if Katie and I have done mornings or not.
Josh and I, and mm-hmm. you've seen, obviously, you and Josh,
mm-hmm.
me and you, like, but like, who's your favorite combo? What do you want to see more of? Maybe Katie will never be on the show again because people don't like her.
Maybe I disagree, it. But yeah, like, who knows? Yeah, interested to see. I doubt that's what it is, but.
Katie, for those of you who are maybe new to the Teach Better community, has been on maternity leave since November.
Yes. Little baby. Cute baby.
Little baby Hazel. Oh, we love her.
Yes, Hazel.
She looks like a doll. Like, she's kind of annoying. Because like
really expensive one that's like really lifelike.
Yeah.
One of those.
But when I went over there to meet Hazel, she was like nicely sleeping in her little like, you know, cuddly bassinet thingy-mabob. And I'm like, wait, why is she like perfect? It's weird. Babies shouldn't be that like cute. And she was sleeping through the night from like the very beginning. Like
I know she's a robot.
I don't think Katie actually had a baby. I think Katie wanted a vacation. So she like bought a robot.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think my favorite combo is Josh and Katie. Sorry, I've been thinking about that since you said it. I know you weren't posing that question to me, but I think it's Josh and Katie.
They are so good together. Mm-hmm. And I won't lie, obviously, because we do the show a lot. I don't always listen back because I either was a part of it or, it's like a day off and I'm stepping away. I will listen if it's Josh and Katie because I know that they'll have a good conversation. Their banter is so sarcastic and funny. And they're both very different educators, which allows them to communicate on topics that like they have really good depth, which I really enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be permanent. Maybe I'll never be on the show again.
It'll be the Teach Better Today morning show with Josh and Katie.
I feel like that could be a good vibe. Like,
I feel like it rings better, well.
Yeah, Teach Better Today morning show with Joshua _Stamper and Katie Miglin. That's great. All right, friends, we are going to wait to hear your combinations. None of us will be offended. We would love to hear what combos of team members you enjoy. Obviously, you even just got like Chad and I for the last, few episodes. What was that? Like the 19th? It was the 19th
week, and
26th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Go check that out. Those episodes were really good. We talked about AI. But anywho, we want to know your favorite team combo. Don't forget about Brad Hughes also, because Brad Hughes is stinking amazing. Love Brad Hughes. We also just welcomed on a new team member who is being featured on the Teach Better Today show coming soon. Ooh. So you'll get to meet her as well.
Awesome.
And maybe you'll have a new favorite combo after that. So we'll be right back. We're going to get into our team talk. We got a listener question, and you need to be adding in the comments /emailing one of us or direct messaging us who your favorite Teach Better team combo is. We'll be right back. welcome back to Teach Better Today morning show with your two least favorite hosts. My name is Ray Heward and Jeff Gargis is in the house. We're very excited to never be live on screen together again now that
the team
is getting better and better in 2024. Jeff, we're doing a listener question and I want to send, I know I sent one out recently, but if any of you have listener questions, feel free to submit. I feel like our pool, we had like 300 plus. Now we're like, you know, down to that 150 mark. I'm going to keep sending emails out to see if anybody has specific things that top of mind that they want to shoot our way and we can add to our question bank. We just want to make sure we continue to support you. But apparently, Jeff, you have one.
I did. I grabbed one. So this one I wanted to throw at you and we can kind of discuss from there. But this question is, what is the best support for new teachers in a district?
Oh, best support for new teachers.
Now, what I don't know is if this is new teacher as in like just entering the workforce, new teacher, or new teacher meaning just new to that district. So I guess we could kind of go either in both ways maybe.
So we have a course in our Teach Better Academy all about being a strong mentor. And so my initial go-to is like every educator that's new to any building deserves to have a go-to person to support them where they feel safe asking those really annoying, like I wouldn't actually annoying isn't the word, like embarrassing sometimes, like silly questions, you know, those stupid things. Like, I don't know, everything from, hey, I don't know who to go to figure out my copy code to, hey, I really want to put ice in my water. Do you have any idea where the ice machine is? Like you need a mentor to help you with the silly stuff and the good stuff in the building. But I actually think that we don't focus enough with our new educators on making sure they have a well-rounded community. So I don't know if that's just top of mind right now or if that's just heavy on my heart with the conversations I've been having, but I feel like some of the best things we can do for new educators is expose them to immediate support, like in building, and then widening that network. So where, how can we get them support in the building? How can we get them district support? How can we get them statewide support? How can we get them, you know, country support? Mm-hmm. How do we get them global support? And why are we not taking a time to intentionally ensure that they have that exposure? In my mind, that helps with our communities living in a bubble, right? This allows our educators to feel different kinds of support, to be exposed to different innovative practices, to be more worldly and well-rounded. I honestly just think it's a pet peeve. Like I really wish that this was something that we chose to focus on more.
I agree with all that.
And it could be, I mean, obviously the Teach Better community is one that, you know, you could use as a global support. We have educators from around the world, a part of our community. Statewide, there's like nonprofits in almost every community. One of them I used to be the director of here in Illinois. It was called AIMS. It was a middle level association specific to Illinois, but they had an affiliation with a national organization with AMLE. So there's all those different communities too. And I just really wish that we almost had a, wouldn't that be cool if we had like a portfolio that we handed new teachers saying, here is your like in-school contacts that would be valuable. Here's your district contacts that would be valuable. And here are some local, national, world organizations that we as a district really value. They're supportive. They're positive environments for you to learn that we want you to be a part of. Like, I just feel like that's almost like a, hey, welcome to our school opportunity.
I love that idea. Cool? In a portfolio, and literally being like, here's from everything from your, your local, your literally down the hall logistics all the way up to the global. That's
well, cool. and it's January. So like this may not be something that makes sense for them in August. Like I think if you handed a new teacher something like, hey, go connect with these four organizations, they might connect with them, but they're not going to like have any time or capacity to dive into them. January to me is the time to say, okay, your feet are on the ground. You've been in this school or you've been in this industry for, you know, 6 months. And now I want to make sure that you don't stall only learning about the people that you're engaging with day to day. So here is your next step, being a part of this community for the new year. You know, how can we get you connected statewide, and how can we get you connected globally to ensure that you're learning and being innovative? Because you're going to learn a lot from the teachers down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
You're learn a lot from educators that live 3,000 miles from you.
Yeah, I think a really good point there is the fact that, like, you can, if this portfolio exists, that can be given to them, presented and shared with them at the start of everything. But it's now, how are you actually supporting them throughout the rest of the year?
Right.
And how are you allowing them to take advantage of these things, or helping them more or less take advantage of all the resources that they have, whether local or national, global, whatever? Because, like, I think, you know, it can't be, here's your support portfolio, good luck, right? It's got to be. Right. Throughout the entire year, at least, if not further, which goes into just the idea of, like, the continuous support should always be there. But yeah, I mean, I think that is a key point, because, like, when you're first starting, like, that August and even September, October is going to be so overwhelming. There's so much from just the job in general, but also the newness of everything that you're going through, that you're going to miss things. You're not going to hear it. You're not going to look at it. You're going to put it somewhere, whatever. So as whoever the team is that's supporting those new folks, checking back in, the continuous support is huge.
Okay. So I know we're obviously recording Teach Better Today right now, and we're, like, live discussing this, but can we make like a mock-up or a template?
We need like a template on how do you create that?
Yeah. Like, how do we do that? I'm literally going to add it to my to-do list. So if we consider Teach Better to be the global community, or it could be national, depending on where you're located, like, depending on how you're using Teach Better, I guess it could be either. But so you need, like, a Teach Better, like, one sheet that is, like, information on, like, what you can, like, the benefits of being connected to a community that's more wide stream. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, geez, I could probably put together a list of, it depends on where people are for the state or more local, but I could put together a list of common nonprofits to look for, or common.
Yeah. I think the what would be cool for us to put out for folks is the template, and that template would probably have some examples and then suggestions on how to go find the right ones specifically, which would be the same as, like, if you think about, like, your school level and district level support, that's going to vary so much, obviously, depending on the size of the district, where they're at, everything like that. But if we can have a template of, like, here's an example of what this might look like. Now here's your worksheet to figure it out for your new teachers. And then,
so people could fill it in. I like that.
Yeah. People could, like, fill it in or simply use it as a guide to create it, and however they want to create it. Because they, you know, they may already have pieces in place or whatever. And this might just be something that gets added to that digital thing that they already give new teachers or whatever, and then, or that checklist they usually go through.
And then we would want to provide, like, some sort of template example that they can copy and paste in, like, school district stuff, right?
Yeah, I almost feel like it's, like, each section or whatever it is, there's an example and then the template for them to build their own.
I like that.
And then there should be obviously some sort of direction on that. And then I think there's a, I don't want to say timeline, but maybe suggest timeline of, like, check-ins and support. Yeah. And when should you revisit, like, to your point, like, is January the time that you should be revisiting the, have they gotten connected with a beyond the district type support community? And so on and so forth. You know what I mean?
I think this is good because also it's a little early, but not for those of you that know this process well, but like, this is, evaluations are wrapping up. Mm-hmm. Like, we're looking at if we're keeping our new teachers, if we're, you know, letting them move to a different position. This could be really good for evaluation time too, where maybe you're keeping an educator and they're staying hopefully with you for the following school year. But obviously they have things to work on. You're now then, like, reinforcing, hey, you have things to work on. Mm-hmm. And it's not just up to you to go figure it out. We have supports that exist. Here are some, like, already safe communities. That's the part that I really want to emphasize, whether it's Teach Better or any of the other amazing communities out there of educators. In my mind, these are not, like, competitive groups of educators. These are just safe spaces. Mm-hmm. You should be part of as many safe spaces for educators as possible to learn, where you know that when they log on, they're not going to be inundated with negativity or encouragement to leave the profession. Instead, the intention is to be solution focused and, you know, drive them towards feeling, you know, better about the work they're doing. So I like this as an, I'm just thinking of my own evaluations. I was always told to be better at questioning. And when I asked, like, oh my gosh, that's a great feedback. How can I be better at that? There was like nothing for me. And so now I'm like, I want someone to connect with me with a community that's working on this, or give me a book that helps with that. And I could have been a little bit more successful, more efficient and effective in enhancing that practice. So I'm gonna put that together. That'll be fun.
I love it.
I'll email it out for those of you interested. I'll email it to you. And Jeff, obviously I need your eyes on it to make sure I'm doing it right, but that's kind of fun for new educators or maybe educators you've had in the building for a while.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it.
Thanks. Good friends. Stuff. Thanks so much. Yeah. For being a part of Teach Better today. Thanks for being part of this brainstorm that we just had on a Monday morning. I'll take
thanks for the question.
Like, yeah.
I don't know who that was, but thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. You're the best. This is what I love, is like listener questions not only lead to us hopefully getting you a solution, but hey, if we can streamline it and help a lot of people with a new download, that'd be great. Keep your eyes out for that email. We'll do our best to put it together quickly and hopefully see you soon as you head into the rest of your week. Bye, friends. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.